Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, if you're a CEO, president, or business owner, you know what I'm going to talk about when I say you are just too busy. There are too many things to do, too many priorities. And it's a problem. It's a problem because you think everything is important, and everything is important. But if you're not learning to delegate, if you're not learning to take those priorities, and you're not learning to absolutely get your coworkers, your employees to help you with them, it's a problem. Too many business priorities can paralyze a CEO and a business owner. How do you follow up on your email? Well, first thing you do is you eliminate all nonsense email. You get people to stop sending you email jokes and useless email articles that aren't going to do anything to build your business and probably going to give you a virus in your system. You ask people when they are coming to you to speak with you that when they come and they say, we've got this problem and here is our problem, you turn around and you say to them, you know, that's interesting. I'm a little busy right now. Can you come back at 2 o'clock and give me 3 solutions? Always get them to give you solutions. You have to decide what priorities are in order and what is the priority. If you don't know what the priority is, if you don't know what the most important is, if you're just trying to do everything all at the same time, nothing gets done. You should be working on 3 top priorities, 4 top priorities at the same time. Get them out of the way. Move on to the next priority. Move on to the next one. Sometimes priorities will carry over. But if you've got 10 or 15 things on your list that you believe are all a priority, nothing is going to get done. It really isn't. It's not possible. What's going to help you run the business? What are the priorities that are going to help turn a profit? What are the priorities that are going to help you put yourself in a position where you are helping the customer or the client? What moves the business forward? There will be many things happening in the day, and are you developing management talent? Are you developing the management talent that you can help, that will help you solve those problems that you can delegate to? If you're just a one-person show, you have a small little business, you're happy with it, you're going along, everything's fine, you're doing everything, well, that's what you always have. But if you want to grow your business, if you really want to understand how to make money, if you want to understand how to be bigger than you are, how to be bigger than the competition, you have to understand priorities. You have to really define in your mind what that word means. And every day, before you walk into the office, you know what you're going to tackle. And every day at noon, you look at it and you say, am I tackling the right things? And before you go home at 5 o'clock, you look at it and you say, I've got to think about what I want to do tomorrow. I've got to be prepared. The most important thing any CEO, president, or business owner has is time. There is no more time. And as I mentioned in a previous radio show, the only way that you can get more time is to delegate to other people. Have them report back to you. Have them report what you find. Direct them. Lead them. Show them what they need to know. Develop them as management people. So when we're thinking about priorities, what is that word? What does it mean? If you do that, you'll find you'll get more out of your day than trying to do everything. You'll find your business is more successful. You'll find your business is more profitable. You'll enjoy your business more. And everyone around you will start to think in the same way you do. And when they do, you've got a powerhouse of a company. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.